A vocal critic of the state of Maine's Elver Management Plan, Fred Moore of Perry, says he and his sons were in Long Island at the direction of Passamaquoddy Chief Clayton Cleaves as part of an agreement to help the Uncachug manage and reestablish an eel population in their traditional range. He says at some point the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation was alerted to the group's activities in a creek on Long Island's East End and waited in the weeds for the tribal members to come back and start emptying their nets of elvers, or baby eels.
When they pounced on them and told them they were in violation of several New York statutes, at which point the Department of Environmental Conservation folks were referred to the tribal chief and provided a copy of the fishing permit. And they said they were aware of it, but that eels were endangered.
Moore says all of the Uncachug had permits issued by the tribe itself. He says had the group not been harassed by authorities, most of the baby eels would have been stocked above artificial barriers.
This is a Native American government that has sovereignty, that is taking responsible stewardship seriously. And like I said, they're being treated like they robbed a 7-Eleven at gunpoint.
A spokeswoman for the New York Department of Environmental Conservation declined to talk on tape or to release many details about the case. But in an email to MPBN, Lisa King says the eight people surrendered themselves to the department on April 8th and were charged with illegal possession of undersized and over-the-limit American eels. In New York, fishing for adult eels is permitted. Fishing for elvers is not. Uncachug Chief Harry Wallace says the tribe will fight the charges.
We will vigorously fight and defend our right to engage in activity, which we know will guarantee the survival of a species that, for all intents and purposes, is endangered.
The eight defendants are due in court on June 25th. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.